there's no bigger effing Friday than the last day before vacation. It Friday. That's right. Momo, how you doing? How you feeling? I saw you on the jump a little while ago. It's Lakers schedule release. Actually, everybody's schedule release day. I've got the Lakers schedule in front of me. We'll get to that. How you feeling?
I'm doing good. It's Friday. It's been a long week, but I'm happy to be done on Friday and having a nice week. Right? I'm in that place.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm all dolled up and my lashes are fire.
Oh, God. Are we back to fire. You? What do you call it? Judging yourself?
Judging
yourself.
I have no idea how you would spell that.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't even know if it's a word. So don't forget, lie of the day today. At some point today, I will completely make up a story. And we'll see if Momo... Momo, do me a favor.
Okay.
Take notes today.
Okay.
When I tell a story, take notes.
You know, it's like you... Every single day I say, okay, write something down, Ramona. And then we get to the end of the show and I'm like, I forgot. Totally forgot.
Yeah. Well, today, pay attention. I'm reminding you.
We'll see what happens. I have an actual pen and paper.
So I got a dilemma I wanted to bounce off you. So I had to pick up a prescription from the pharmacy.
Yep.
And I called.
This is
advance.
The actual pharmacy. It's not like your
email.
No, it's not Puta Yeska. I had to pick up at a regular pharmacy.
Got it.
And a woman named Claudia was so friggin' rude. Like, I was a big pain in the ass for calling her to see if my prescription was ready to take when I go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So what do, Momo? I look up the, it was a Rite Aid. I look up the name of the Rite Aid regional manager. Now, there's a phone number. There's an email address.
Yep.
Should I say... hey, maybe Claudia was just having a bad day, or should I go straight to the regional manager and make a formal complaint?
I think that you should just... Well, how rude was she? Like, how bad?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say she was a good solid 7.
Okay.
7 in the rudeness department.
Did you actually see her in person, or was this just over the phone?
No, just dealing with her on the phone.
So,
and I was like, she did not have time to deal with me. She did not care to talk to me. I was a pain in the ass to her. That was the way I interpreted it.
Did you think she was deliberately trying to be mean, or was she just having a bad day?
You know, that's... How do you tell the difference between those two things?
Yeah. So I think in the service industry, like George had this dilemma on the radio the other day. He went to a restaurant in Vegas, and he was going there to support the owner, and then he had a reservation for 9:45. He was standing out front. His friend was late. The host definitely saw him the whole time. And his friend shows up at 9:47, and the hostess says, I'm sorry, we can't seat you. It's past your reservation. And the kitchen's closed. And he's like, but I've been standing here this whole time.
Right.
Like, my friend is here, and we're 2 minutes late. And they just wouldn't seat him. The kitchen's closed. Sorry, can't help you. And I think that that is really poor service that reflects badly on the restaurant. And if I was the owner of that restaurant, I would want to know. But in your case, I think it's not really a service industry. She could have just been having a bad day. And, like, what's in it for her, you know?
So let me ask Jorge, reporter to the regional manager or just let it slide.
Yeah. Brenda works in the pharmacy industry. Brenda has dealt with people like that, and she says sometimes they're backed up, sometimes they're extremely busy, sometimes they got to call doctors, they're getting doctor calls, they got to check prescriptions. I don't know if yours was a fill, like a refill or whatnot.
It was a refill.
I know this industry somewhat because of her, but it's a lot of things. I say you let it slide. She's having a bad day, man.
Okay. Lindsay, you be the tiebreaker, although it's not even the tiebreaker. Everybody seems to say let it go. What do you think?
As somebody who used to do a Karen of the day, I think you should probably let it slide. Otherwise, you're going to turn into a Karen.
Oh, you
slippery
think that
slope.
Would make me that would make me a Karen.
I'm just saying there's a slippery slope that you could fall down.
Plus,
could fall right down the slippery slope.
Plus,
would he be a Ken? Is that what the male version of a Karen is?
No. What is it? It's a Chad, isn't
Chad.
It?
Chad.
Chad.
Yeah,
that's definitely a Chad.
I don't think that's a Chad move. I think you have a right to be annoyed because the truth is you're deciding, should I get in the car and go down there and go pick up my prescription? I don't want to go down there, drive all the way in there, go in the store, put my mask on.
Now you're speaking.
I get it.
Yes.
I mean, you should be able to call and say, when is it ready?
Yeah, I guess I won't. Don't want to be. I'm not going to be.
You know why? I just think that it's a
Friday. If it happens again, though, Claudia.
Yeah, if it happens again.
She could very well be a big listener to the show.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens again, Claudia, I'm calling your regional manager.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story, Mace. It's going to make you feel better.
Good.
Nevin's gift, whenever he wants, like a Father's Day or a birthday,
right.
The thing he wants now is sleep.
Okay.
He just wants to go to a hotel for a night or two and have me do all the baby stuff.
In other words, go to a hotel by himself.
By himself, yes, by himself.
Wow.
He'll take some, because one of us has to stay with the kid. Okay, so it's, you know, if it's a sleep thing, that's the priority. You understand this, Jorge, right? So he'll go to the hotel, and I'll use my Marriott points, and I'll book him the hotel. But I always have to call and say, hey, can you add my husband's name to the reservation? Because he's going to get there. He's going to be checking in. And my name, you know, the way the Marriott thing is, you can't just add his name there. I have to call. So we've probably done this 10 times. They're my points. I earn, you know, this should not be a problem. This one time I called, the guy was like, well, you only made the reservation for one guest. You know how the default option on the guest is like one?
Yeah,
But it's like a room. Who cares? Like, he's like, you have to redo your booking. And I'm like, dude.
I've done this.
Like 10 times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just add his name to the reservation. He's like, but it only says one guest. And I'm like, you know what, man? I'll just call back later.
Right.
And
right.
I just hung up and I called the same line again. And the next person helped me write out.
And
I
didn't just let it slide.
Yeah, I just let it slide. I'm like, you're not very good at your job. I'm like, this is not a thing that you should be. This is like the, you know, for the people who travel all the time. Like, we have the Marriott Gold Line. This is like your one benefit to traveling all the time. You get points and you get to call a special line, okay? Your whole job is to make me feel special. Like, thank you for your loyalty to our brand. I could stay at any hotel. Thank you for staying at this hotel brand.
Yep.
Don't make me call. But I could have called his supervisor and got all mad. When I was like, you know what?
You just called back, talked to the next person.
Literally called back and talked to the next person.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Well, I'll hope that.
But I hear you. I hear you.
I hope that Maria, the other person at the pharmacy, is more polite the next time.
Yeah.
All right, so I wanted to get to Lakers' schedule. You ready?
Yeah,
so Lakers have announced their schedule. I just tweeted out the entire schedule at Venice Mace. The entire schedule is out, and I tweeted it. So we've known about, for a couple of days, opening night is at Golden State. Home opener is against Phoenix on October 22.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Day, home to Brooklyn. Now, here are some other highlights of the schedule, Momo. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So the Lakers have only 12 back-to-backs.
Is that a lot?
The average number of back-to-backs is 14. So the Lakers actually caught a little break there.
Yep.
They only have 12 back-to-backs. That is below the league average. So of those 12 back-to-backs, two of them are home back-to-backs. So not so bad. That's San Antonio and the Bulls, November 14 and 15. Portland and at the Clippers, February 2nd and 3rd. So of the 12 back-to-backs, two of them are home back-to-backs, which are easier.
Yep.
LA's longest road trip will last 10 days. It'll span six cities. It'll be January the 21st will be the start. And it goes Orlando, Miami, Brooklyn, Phoenix.
Philly.
Philly, a fun Charlotte team. And Atlanta with Trae Young. That's actually a really, really good road trip.
That's a tough road trip. I like this because you get all the fun games in there. Miami and Brooklyn, those are going to be good ones. Philly.
Charlotte's going to be a fun game. Atlanta's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, those are all. That's a good one. So sometimes when you have those long road trips.
Don't you think the Eastern Conference has gotten better?
Much better. Much better and much more exciting. And I also think it's good when you have those long road trips. I like when you have back-to-back, like, marquee games because it helps you stay up. It's really hard on those road trips when you have, like, two or three real downer games. I know people think, like, oh, you can rest during that game. I mean, no. It's better to just have your energy up the whole time when you're on the road.
Yeah. The longest homestand of the year starts November the 8th. The Lakers welcome Charlotte, again, a really fun Charlotte team. Miami, I think an improved Miami team. Minnesota, Spurs, and Bulls.
Ooh, the Alex Caruso's return.
Spurs and who's? Oh, right, Lonzo's return. Good point.
Yeah, Lonzo and Alex Caruso.
Yeah, that's right. Both of them coming back. So that's in the last two games of that homestand.
You know what I love? The Mike Trudell deep dive. He says, the Lakers are set to fly nearly 47,000 miles this season on their Delta charter, leaving plenty of time for film breakdown, social media monitoring, movie watching, sleeping, podcast consuming, magazine reading, or eating. Thank you.
Yes. And by the way, Mike Trudell,
yeah,
you know, he'll be reading. No, he's a big podcast guy, too. But yeah. No, every time I see Trudell, he says, you got to read this article in The New Yorker. I'm like, I can't even finish one of Momo's articles. Do you really think I can finish an article in The New Yorker?
Yeah.
That is so above my pay
grade. It's like people who send
me
their books. I'm like, I'm really happy for you. Congratulations. That's a real accomplishment to write a book. I'm actually interested in what you write about, but just ask me again in like a month.
Now, the one thing I don't know which games are on national TV. I know we got a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
56% of home games are on Fridays, so, Saturdays, and Sundays.
National TV games, according to Trudell, are always heavy for the Lakers. LA has 56% of their home games on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, well above the league average of 45%. That leaves the Lakers with just two home games on Thursday and four on a Monday. In other words, always on the national TV games, on the marquee games on the weekends.
Right, right. So there's an overview of the schedule. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Mike Trudell, who is, you know, social media, sidelines, analyst, all that stuff for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
He always puts together, I'll tweet out a link to his article because it's really, really good. He also suggests, he says, here's one of the many options representing only this writer's initial stab at a fluid rotation.
Ooh.
So this is actually good. He says he thinks the starters will be Russell Westbrook, Kent Bazemore, LeBron, AD, and Marc Gasol.
Bazemore.
Yeah, Bazemore. I actually like Bazemore. Bazemore, in terms of defensive metrics, is better than Ellington is.
Mm-hmm.
Bazemore is a better defender. And then the bench rotation, Kendrick Nunn, Wayne Ellington, Talen Horton-Tucker, Carmelo, and Dwight Howard. What do you think of his lineup there?
I think that's pretty good. I think Ellington or Bazemore in that starting lineup feels right.
I also think Anthony Davis at the five gives them their best chance. I'd love to see Marc Gasol. By the way, there's a report today that Marc Gasol, I pulled this up, Marc Gasol is not necessarily happy, and Mark Stein says won't necessarily start the year with the Lakers. This is what Mark Stein is reporting. I'm hearing that Marc Gasol is not a lock to return to the Lakers, even after Gasol said following Spain's quarterfinal loss to the United States in the Olympics that he intends to play out the final year of the two-year deal he signed with Los Angeles. It's not yet clear if that means Gasol is poised to be set free to play elsewhere in the NBA or if he would ultimately opt to finish his career in his home country like brother Powell.
I could see that.
Yeah,
so
that would make sense. So it's not a lock that Marc Gasol is coming back, according to Mark Stein.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, look, he had been promised, not, I don't want to say promised, but you know, they went out and signed him and with the idea that he was going to start and play a huge role for them last year. They gave him every opportunity in the beginning. I don't think it went all that well. He wasn't in the greatest shape when he first came in. He kind of played his way into shape. But I do think he really got there towards the end, except that's when the Lakers went out and traded for Andre Drummond, or not traded but signed him. They had promised Andre Drummond that he would start, and so Marc Gasol came off the bench. Remember they had that weird three-center rotation?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like it was like two or three. So was it going to be Trez and Mark today, or was it going to be Trez and Drummond? Was it going to be Drummond and Mark?
Yeah, didn't work all the way around.
Yeah, it just didn't work. It was, you know, they... So
I still think one of the things that we missed last year was rim protection, and we didn't get that from Marc Gasol. This year we get that from Dwight Howard.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if Dwight started. I think he was really good as a coming off the bench guy. But
really good, yeah.
Yeah, there's other centers out there though. I mean, I think there's going to be some buyout candidates too. You know, a guy like DeAndre Jordan. I don't know how much luxury tax Brooklyn wants to pay. They're way above the tax. I think they have $100 million in tax, and so it kind of depends on how much.
You think it's possible they buy him out?
Possible, but you know, he's happy there. It's just a question: how much is he going to pay, and how much is he going to play? how much do they want to pay him to not really play all that much? So we'll see. There's a few other Whiteside. I mean, there's other centers out there. That's the thing with centers in the NBA these days. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
That are, don't have jobs or are available.
Momo, coming up next.
What?
Last night, Dodgers win 4-1.
Yeah, they just on keep a tear, going.
On a tear, only 2.5 games behind the Giants. But did we see a changing of the guard? Did we see a changing of the guard?
Okay, you got your rowboat? Is that what you're doing?
That is coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I would like to point out that Chris Morales does more fresh imaging for Sedano's show than he does for Mason and I.
Oh, man. Look at that.
I'm throwing it down, man. Bring it. Come at me.
Chris.
Come at me, Morales. Give me your best.
You better be careful.
What can of garbage can he open up? I mean, I've said a lot of stupid stuff on here. I'm sure he'll
splice
find
them
it.
All together.
All together in one
Mason's
run.
Worst hits.
Like we can do with you, Momo.
Oh,
we
yeah.
can put together. Hey, Jorge, can we put together a list of Momo's greatest hits?
Yeah, but see,
the
I'm nice to Morales.
Not right
and
now.
He wouldn't do that to me.
Not right now, but later in the show, can you, over a period of time, put together Momo's greatest hits?
Jorge, you do not have to do that. Mason is going on vacation, and he will forget about it by the time he comes back.
I'm not doing that because of that look I'm getting right now, Mason. I'm not doing it.
I got the lashes, and I'm giving him a look.
Yeah.
Plus, somehow we matched this. She's wearing red. I'm wearing red. Yeah. Somehow. It's just.
Oh, you know, nice. Yeah. Nice.
I would like to note that Jorge is wearing a San Francisco 49ers
hat. 49ers hat. That's right.
What the? F?
What?
What do you mean with the F?
Jorge, we hate the 49ers.
No, you hate the 49ers.
No, we hate the
49ers. Where are you from?
We've owned the Rams for the past, what, 3 seasons or whatnot.
Where are you from?
From here, but we didn't have
Why
a team
Why are
back
you
then.
A 49ers what? Fan?
We didn't have an LA team here. I'm not going to root for St. Louis.
You know? Are a 49ers fan?
Yeah, why is that
Look,
so
you
shocking?
Can be a fan of any other team except the 49ers and the Seahawks, but especially the 49ers.
49ers. Let's go.
Mm-mm-mm.
Let's go. Wow, you think you know somebody.
Bring it, like you say, Maze. Bring it.
Then they show up wearing a 49ers hat. Hey, real quick, I want to go to a phone call here. Let's go to CP. He's a UPS driver. CP, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, Ben, Maze. What's going on, Ramona?
Everything's
everybody?
Great.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah, so I was just calling because you were talking about your incident you had with the pharmacy lady, and you said she was pretty rude.
Yes.
So I understand. And then, you know, people have bad days sometimes. But me, as a delivery driver, I go into these places all the time, whether it be, you know, Rite Aid, pharmacies, every, you know, and I see these people regularly, like on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. Today, I'm actually off, you know, thank God. I start my weekend early. But, you know, usually I see these people two, three, four times a week. And you can always tell. I don't know if you go to this pharmacy a lot. Is this your regular pharmacist?
It is my regular pharmacy.
Because you can always really kind of if you see them on a normal basis, you can always kind of tell, you know, if they're in a different mood, whether if they say hi and they don't wave with that, you know, you can just, if you see them enough, you know what kind of mood they're in. So I mean, if you were there in person and she was kind of dusting you off and kind of, you know, doing other things while you were there trying to ask a question or pick up your prescription, then I could kind of see where you would maybe want to call in. But if it was just over the phone, you don't know what she was, you know, there could have been other people there in person.
Yeah,
she
could have had people
with.
In line. You're right.
CP. Yeah, you know what I mean? And then the other thing I want to – Ramona, I got to talk to you, Ramona.
Talk to me.
This Candy Jansen thing, Ramona, jeez. Come on. What did you see last night? I want to know what you saw.
Okay, good. That's a very good question. And we're going to –
It would have been his third
Momo and I have lived on Kenley Island for a long time. I'm also all in on Kenley. CP, thank you for the phone call, and that's what I wanted to – he leads perfectly into what I was going to talk about. So last night the Dodgers win again. They beat the Mets 4-1 on a roll. Giants didn't play, so Dodgers are now 2.5 games back of the Giants. And it could be a good weekend. Dodgers playing the Mets, who are falling apart. Giants playing the A's – who've won 69 games this year. So they're going to face a real opponent. We could very well, by Monday morning, have the lead in the National League West.
Yeah.
Could very well have the lead. Now, last night, ninth inning, 4-1 lead for the Dodgers. This is Kenley time, right? This is the time we go to Kenley Jansen. Hasn't pitched in a couple of days. Actually gave up a run the other night in a save opportunity. Has had kind of a rough month of August so far. And who does Dave Roberts go to but Blake Treinen? And what does Blake Treinen do? He strikes out the side, Momo. Strikes out the side. Now, I want to play something for you. This is Bill Plunkett asking Dave Roberts a question.
Treinen in particular has been unhittable for a while now. What makes him so good?
I think early on, and we saw it in the postseason, but last year I thought that he was good, not great, transitioning as far as new ball club, but the second half I thought he was really good, and throughout the postseason, and I really had a good feeling about him coming into this season as far as knowing the surroundings, body's in shape, obviously takes really good care of himself. The stuff is elite. The sinker, the cutter, the slider, all elite. And when he wants to run a four-seamer up there at 97, 98, he can do that now. He's just been so valuable. And I think if you're talking about pitchers on our staff, obviously, you know, Walker certainly comes to mind. But Blake has been just as valuable as Walker, in my opinion, because we, you know, every night he pitches, he's facing the best guys in their lineup.
All right. So now the question is, Blake Treinen gets a save. Is this the changing of the guard, Momo?
I don't think so. I mean, look, Kenley pitched Kenley the 16th had a couple of nights and the rest. 17th. And it was the 19th. So he had one night off.
One night off.
So he had one night off. So you want him to go three times in four games?
Is that what it would it have been three times in four games?
I mean, he would. Okay, so he pitched the 16th and the 17th.
Yep.
Last night, so he was off the 18th, and the 19th was last night.
Oh, so it would have been three times in 4 days. Oh, you know what? Yeah, then I don't think there's a changing of the guard.
Yeah,
I don't think there should be.
Yeah.
I think Kenley is the closer. He's got 25 saves. I think he's had a rough stretch, but I still think the Dodgers are better off with Kenley as closer, and they're better off with Blake Treinen in a role where, and by the way, heaviest sinker in the game. Yeah. Dave Roberts was talking about his elite pitches. His sinker is just bam. I mean, it is tough. But that's the guy I want to come in to the eighth inning with a runner on first, or in the seventh inning with runners at second and third. That's when I want Blake Treinen. I want my best pitcher in that role, and that's where Blake Treinen belongs. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think this is just going to be performance-based. I mean, you know, Kenley was the closer with quote marks around it last year, but in the big moments, Dave Roberts went to Urias. He went to Urias in the World
Correct.
Series.
In the World Series.
And he went to Kenley a few times, but not all that much. And I think that we have, you know, you have it's going to be based on feel. I think Kenley still remains the closer with air quotes around it.
But it sounds like you've considered the situation to be more fluid.
I think it's more, I don't think he gets replaced as, okay, Blake's the guy now and Kenley's out. I think he will stay as the closer with air quotes around it. But it's a question of how often will they use him. Maybe it'll depend on what part of the lineup team is in, who he's facing, how he's been the last few games, matchups. Yeah. Like, I just think it'll be a little more fluid.
I think emotionally you lose Kenley entirely if you take him out of the closer role.
Correct. And I honestly think he is still a really savvy veteran pitcher who his velocity is up. I mean, he's up around 93, 90. I would say he's like somewhere between 91 and 95 regularly.
Right, right.
Touches 90. I saw a hit 96 a couple
96,
of times.
Yeah.
But really he's about 90, 93-ish all the time. I see that seems like to be the standard where he is. That's not the dominating Kenley of years past. He is putting a few more base runners on, but he's getting out of the innings because he knows how to pitch.
Right, right.
He knows how to get out of those spots.
He's got moxie. He's savvy. There's another word for that. He's got guile.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the word they use. He's got guile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he's fearless when he goes into a game. He's fearless. And sometimes it's there 100%. Sometimes he's scrapping a little bit, but I still think Kenley's the closer, despite last night, even though Dodger fans have already said, hey, it's Blake Treinen's world and we're just living in it. It's not over, guys. It's not over. Kenley is not done. Hey, Eddie Trejo tweets, Momo, saw you on ABC's Kobe Bryant doc yesterday. Great job. You and Venice Mace haven't talked about it yet. I did not see it. Tell me about it.
So I'm one of those people who's very self-conscious watching myself. So yeah. I recorded it and I'll watch it this weekend. But everybody says it's great. I know that I sat for like 2 or 3 hours of interviews for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We just kind of went through everything. I know Bill Plaschke was in it and Jim Hill, a lot of folks, Tracy McGrady. I've heard it's great. I know what I talked about, so I just don't know which parts they used. I want to watch it because it was emotional too. I a couple of times that some of these topics we talked about made me cry. I mean, I don't know what they used. So I'm waiting till I have a good headspace to watch it.
Right.
But I've heard it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I did not get to see it last night.
It's like that AB. You know what's kind of fun when you do TV? You know when you did local TV?
It's a
totally different audience. Like you get, so most of the people who know me or like listen to it, they listen to our station or they watch ESPN. But when you pop up on an ABC show, all these people you haven't heard from in years see it because different people watch ABC than watch ESPN, right?
Right.
You just hear from different people.
It's a broader audience. Broader audience, just sports people. Yeah.
So people I went to high school with, you know.
I'm sure it's on demand. I will have to go back
and
watch it.
It's on Hulu.
It sounds great. On Hulu. Okay, cool.
It's really good. So it's ABC Superstar. So it's like an hour-long documentary on Kobe and his life and putting it all into perspective.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I will have to take a look. All right. Coming up next for you, Momo, you know what it is.
What's that?
Wheel of Questions. You never know what's going to pop up on the Wheel of Questions. Plus, I want to go back to Jeannie Buss's interview with The Athletic. There's something in there that she said that I strongly, strongly agree with. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, what's going on? It's Friday. It's an effing Friday. No bigger effing Friday than the one you do right before you go on vacation. By the way, what is the show like when I'm not here? I never hear the show, Momo, with you and John. How is it different from when you and I do the show?
We talk a lot about reality TV.
No, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of...
F-Boy Island?
Yeah, and Bachelor and, you know, Below Deck and all that stuff. Yeah, it's... I mean, we used to take a lot of calls. John does a lot of calls.
Yeah, I like a lot. But the phone lines are always open.
Yeah, he likes to talk to people.
877-710-ESPN. I like talking to the people, too. 877-710-ESPN. Anything we're talking about at any time. In the meantime, it's time to spin the wheel of questions. Mm. It is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All right, Jorge, let's spin her. The wheel is apparently a woman. Let's spin her. All right. Let's see. It's a cooking question, interestingly. What is the best dish you can personally cook?
Ooh.
What is the best dish that you can personally cook?
This is one very big difference between you and John. Your questions are like, what do you cook? And, you know, light things. Like, if you give good advice to your friends? John's are like...
If you witness a murder.
Yeah, would you turn them in? This is a very big difference.
Very true, very true.
What is the best dish that I can cook? So is this something like I would go... I'll talk about the dish I bring to parties.
Okay, talk about the dish you bring to parties.
So cool. I make a... it's like a It's like a. You ever been to El Torito and you eat that corn cake?
Yeah,
that they
sure.
have?
Oh, yeah.
I make something like that. So it's like a cornbread, but I make it with a bunch of cream corn and sour cream and
nice.
And all and whole kernel corn. And so when you have it, it's got a sweet and it has a bunch of sugar in it too. And when you eat it, it's kind of like that really good cornbread, but like very dense and moist with a bunch of corn kernels, kind of like that corn cake at El Torito.
Nice.
Okay,
yeah.
that's a good one.
Yeah, it's
that
good.
That sounds good.
That's my party dish.
You'll have to give me that recipe, Ramona.
Yeah, I will.
My friend is obsessed with that. Like, there's this one restaurant that we always get it at in Ohio, and he'd be like, "Oh, I really, really want like I could never replicate it, but it sounds exactly like that." So
you just get
the
Jiffy
sure.
cornbread mix, and then you get a couple cans of cream corn, a couple cans of whole kernel corn,
I've
some sour cream,
times,
or you can do
never
cream
the
cheese,
same.
And then you do a bunch of sugar in there and some salt, and you bake it. I'll send it to you.
Okay,
I have
good.
It from my it's in a Jewish cookbook that I found, and I just started making it all the time.
All right, let's go, Lindsay. Lindsay, what about you?
Mine would be chicken paprikash.
Oh.
Ooh, it's a Hungarian dish.
Yes, because I'm Hungarian, and I had to learn how to make it. Well, I didn't have to, but my grandma taught me how to make it when I was younger. And no matter who makes it, whether it's my mom or my sisters, everyone always says I make the best. So.
Yeah, that's a good dish.
Yeah, we went to Budapest, what was three years ago now. Time sure flies when you're in a pandemic. I think it's 3 years ago. And the paprikash over there is crazy. The food is delicious. It's a beautiful city. Beautiful city. All right, Jorge, what about now? You're a real cook.
Oh,
you've
man.
Done real stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I can make you some enchiladas. I can make you some ceviche. But what I really like to make is a chicken parm, a good chicken parm.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice.
Yeah, you butterfly that, you know, chicken thigh. You put some cheese in there.
Ooh.
Then you bread it.
Stuffed chicken parm.
Yeah, exactly. And then you bread it. You bake it for like, what, 20 minutes after you fry it?
I don't know. It's your recipe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's how I do it.
Wow. I want to eat at Jorge's house.
Are you a follow the recipe kind of cook, Jorge? Or are you improvisational?
No, at first I look at it and then I just improv.
Me too. Me too.
Because I can't make it to the tea. You know, I can't get a full teaspoon of this and teaspoon of that.
Measuring stuff.
I also watch a lot of cooking shows, so I feel like I pretend to be a real cook. I'm like, I need a little umami here.
Yeah, before cooking shows, and some umami.
This is a little acid.
Umami and an amuse-bouche, words I've learned from Top Chef. All right, so my best dish, and it's not the best I've ever had.
Yeah.
My mom has the best eggplant parmesan. Sue Kalinske, my podcast partner's husband, Tom, has the second best eggplant parmesan. But I do a mean eggplant parmesan. You slice the eggplant, you bread it, you fry it, you stack it, you sauce it, you cheese it, and it's done.
Nice. Mm.
Really good. Really
Can
good.
Can I tell you what I hooked my husband with?
Sure.
Depends for all the ladies listening out there, okay? If you want a man to fall in love with you, make a good Frito pie.
Frito pie.
Learn how
Frito
to make
pie.
A Frito pie.
Mace, you don't ever heard of Frito
pie? It's like a lasagna, except for noodles, you put Fritos.
Oh, my God.
And
that sounds awful.
It's awesome.
Oh, man.
It's so good.
You that out of all people, you think that's awful? You like junk food. This is all like
it's like Fritos and chili. And
Fritos in a lasagna sounds awful to me.
But you don't use the...
You don't use the pasta.
Yeah, you don't use the pasta.
You
it's like
it
you
Fritos.
Use... Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know if you're going to hook anybody with
that. No, I'm telling you.
Ladies,
just put basically, does that sound
way,
good?
It goes the other way.
I've had that, yeah.
Women
you do ground
fall in
beef.
Love with guys who can cook too, Mama.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, I would say the greatest traits that a man can have to hook a woman, okay? Learn how to give a really good foot massage.
Right.
That's big.
That's good. That's
any kind of massage, but foot massage, definitely.
Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo tweets.
What was that again?
Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo. He tweets, if
like
y'all doing
voice.
A food segment, please have the Nev dog on.
Oh, my God. Do you
that
see what
his,
Nevin
that
tweets?
That is his business, right?
Yeah. Nevin is, he is not a chef. He goes to fast food restaurants and buys a bunch of different things and then puts them all together. So he'll go and get like a quarter pounder, a Big Mac, and a McChicken, and he'll put them all together and take out most of the buns, and he'll be like, look what I made.
Exposed.
And he'll just like, he'll get like onion rings, and he'll put chili and cheese on them. He's like, I created chili cheese onion rings. I'm like, no,
okay.
Honey, you just, okay. It's nice.
Well, he's giving it a go.
You know what, though? I'm really proud of him.
By the way, you know where the best recipes are, according to my mom? Facebook.
It's probably true.
She gets, I mean, that's what my mom uses Facebook for. It is
Pinterest.
Recipes.
Pinterest is the best for recipes.
I don't think my mom knows Pinterest. My mom does know Facebook.
You should tell her about Pinterest. Posts. She'd love it.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely.
The one thing I would say, if you're a guy who cannot cook, invest in an air fryer. That is like, anything you make tastes better in an air fryer, and it'll seem like you cooked.
All right. That concludes Top Chef for today.
Oh, come on.
Everybody knows I'm right.
Even Tom Colicchio and Padma say that's enough. Right. Coming up next. The thing that Jeannie Buss said yesterday in that Athletic article that I completely agree with, and me and Jeannie are going to be alone on an island with this one. That is coming up next for you. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yes, Travis Rogers, famous from being on the scoreboard at SoFi Stadium. Tell me there's not something wrong with that picture. Seriously. So, Momo, I'm running a little risk. I want to bounce this off you. I'm running a little risk. So, I'm going tomorrow to Costa Rica, which is, you know, beautiful country. Greg, have you been to Costa Rica?
No, it's on my list. It's really do want to go.
It's fantastic.
How would you compare it to Hawaii?
It's almost Hawaii. It's Hawaii, but more nature to it.
So like Kauai.
Kauai, yeah. Like, for example, there's a river that flows out of a volcano where it's all thermal waters, and so you can soak in the river kind of thing.
That's pretty cool.
It's like that. We're going to zip line. We're going to ride the bike up the side of the mountain to watch the sunset. I mean, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a pretty fun vacation. But here's the problem.
What?
If we were to test positive with an asymptomatic COVID case, you've got to take a COVID test before you come back to the United States.
Okay.
And if I were to get the COVID test and test positive for an asymptomatic case, I would have to stay in Costa Rica for 3 weeks.
What's the problem here?
In quarantine.
So you'll do the show on your phone. It's okay.
That's what I'm going to have to do. I would have to do the show live from Costa Rica for 3 weeks.
Those would be some good shows.
That would work okay, right?
Yeah.
En español,
por favor. Sí. Yeah, so that's possible. I could be.
You know, just get the app on your phone, okay?
Yep.
And just download it before you go.
Yep.
And ask Adam Bronstein to make sure it works.
Right. Ram's head of communications.
Yeah, that way you don't have to take the whole machine with you. You can just do it on your phone.
I can't take the whole machine, exactly.
Make sure you got some good Wi-Fi wherever you get quarantined or whatever. Okay,
and just do the show from vacation.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Not bad. All right, coming up for you at 2 o'clock, I want to talk about something near and dear to my heart. But first, Jeannie Buss did an interview with The Athletic, and I'm trying to see I want to give credit to who wrote that article.
Daniel Kaplan.
Daniel Kaplan. Okay, there you go. So he got the big interview with Jeannie. And one of the things Jeannie talked about was the play-in tournament, which the NBA instituted this last year and was fun, right? The
play-in
really tournament was fun.
I don't like it either, though.
Here's what Jeannie says. I obviously see the excitement of it. If we would have lost two games, we wouldn't have been in the playoffs at all, and that's a tough pill to swallow. When you've been in the top eight for the entire season, you never dropped out of the playoff position, but yet you know you can lose two games, and that's what happened to Golden State.
Yep.
They were the eighth spot. They ended up losing to us and then to Memphis, and they didn't make it to the playoffs. I could see where it's kind of fun for one game, but I don't want to diminish what happens in the regular season. I am with Jeannie Buss. Look, the play-in tournament, really fun, really entertaining. But if you played all year long to get the 7th seed, all year long to get the 8th seed, you should not be eliminated based on two games. I think it is diminishing the importance of the regular season. What do you think, Mama?
I agree. I think it's fine to have a play-in for the 8th seed. I would have changed it to that. I would have said, okay, have the 9 and 10 teams play one game to see who can face the 8th seed. And I don't know if you want to call it even a one-game playoff. I would actually make it 2 of 3 because that's a more fair thing for the 8 seed.
Yeah, a lot of people love the play-in tournament. 877-710-ESPN. I do not. And I'll tell you where I don't like the playoff tournament, the idea of a one-game playoff also. I don't like the baseball wild card play-in
game. I don't either.
I think that should be a three-game series.
Yeah, three games.
It should count. If you go out there and you win 89 games or 91 games or 94 games or whatever it's going to be, that counts for more than what happens in one single game. Anything can go wrong. That should also be a three-game series.
I agree. I mean, they've expanded it so there's a lot more wild card teams. But
No, they haven't.
No, in baseball.
I mean, in baseball, there's only two on each side.
Two on each, but last year there was all these games where.
One on each side.
What was it last year? Wasn't there two?
No, there were more. They did. They had an expanded playoff last year. They don't have it this
year. Okay, good.
Two wild cards in each league.
Yeah, that's
better. Play and then play the number one.
Yeah,
seed.
I didn't like last year. There was all these like 500 teams that were getting into the wild card game. I'm like, why should the Brewers, who were 34-34, be in? Or
right.
Whatever they were. I don't know if that's what they were, but it was
so
something like
that. So you're for keeping it limited.
Yeah.
And
making
the
playoffs a big deal.
I would be in favor in making the wild card game 2 of 3.
Yeah, 2 of 3. Limited, and you can have 2 of 3 if you want.
Especially this year. I mean, it could be us.
Well, the Dodgers have the second best record in baseball, and they're in the wild card spot.
In the wild card game.
But, you know, the history of baseball is full of things like this. Just ask any team that's been in the same division as the Yankees. There's been plenty of really good AL East teams that... They have great records, and they just don't get in because they didn't win the division.
Very tough division, yeah. But I don't think anything should be decided on a single game. I mean, I know it's fun because it's like the NCAA tournament thing and all that stuff. But if you've played an entire season, in the case of the NBA, you've played 82 games. In the case of Major League Baseball, you've played 162 games. If you are the 7 seed, you should be the 7 seed.
Yeah.
If you are the wild card in baseball, you should have a best 2 out of 3 series, not just one game.
Well, I mean, think about the Warriors and the Grizzlies. They actually played on the last day of the regular season, and the Warriors won that game to be the number eight team, finish 8th, right?
Right.
So that basically was a play-in game. In any other year without the play-in tournament, the Warriors would have beat the Grizzlies on the last day of the regular season in basically a one-game playoff to get the 8 seed. But in this year, they had to go play down in L.A. for one game against the Lakers, so that makes you tired, right? Because that was
had
to travel, and they had to play against LeBron and AD. They lose that game. They come back home, and then they play a Grizzlies team that's won their 8-9 game, or so their 9-10 game.
Yep.
Yes, it was at home, and yes, they should have won the game. If you really want to be in the playoffs, you should win that game. But they're playing the same team they just beat in a winner-take-all game.
Correct.
I mean, it was – I didn't think
it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was redundant. You'd already won that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I throw that. I know everybody loves the play-in tournament. Jeannie has expressed the fact that she doesn't like it. And realistically, we could have been eliminated from the playoffs with 2 losses last year. With 2 losses, which I think is ridiculous. Do you still like the play-in tournament when you think about it from this angle? And are you in favor of a one-game playoff for the wild card in Major League Baseball, or should it be best of 3? I think Momo and I agree on both of those things. All right, Momo?
Yeah.
Coming up next, I want to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. It is National Radio Day.
I could see why that would be important to you.
It is very important to me. And... Jorge, should we go or should we take a break? Just tell me. I'm going to go into a riff here. Why don't we take a break? I want to talk about National Radio Day coming up next for you. We will do that coming up. And also, we'll get into this Jeopardy thing. Mike Richards now no longer the host of Jeopardy. He has stepped down. What went into that decision, and who should step up now? All that stuff is coming up for you. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, let me tell you about boxing, right? So, living legend Manny Pacquiao and current welterweight world champion Yordanis Ugas will meet in a blockbuster title fight live from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. The Pac-Man puts it all on the line yet again as he looks to add to his impressive collection of belts. Saturday, August 21, that's tomorrow night, 6 p.m., live on pay-per-view. You can buy it now on Fox Sports on the app and watch it on any screen you want. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.